This is WAMC Regional News. Joining us now, our political observer, Alan Chartok. First, Alan, thanks to Ian Pickus and Katie Britton for all their assistance while I was away. And now I'm back.
I'm so glad. And it's so important that everybody takes a vacation, really. It hurts like hell when any of us go away. We know that because everybody else has to pick it up. But on the other hand, it is so important that you recharge your batteries. And I'm so glad you're back, David. Ian did a terrific job while you were away, but we are very happy that you're here.
While I was away, I've seen some articles in the paper. Let's talk about one that it looks like Albany is making moves towards going paperless at the state capitol.
Well, it's interesting. The state constitution says very specifically that bills have to be printed. So it's going to take, believe it or not, a constitutional amendment. But if anybody wants to see a monumental waste of paper, I mean monumental, they have to go to Albany and you have to see the way they print every bill. They put them underneath every single legislator's desk so you can't move your legs. It's an employment thing in that a lot of people have jobs as a result of this. But we just don't need it. And whole forests are committed to doom because we print these bills which nobody needs anymore. It's all capable electronically. So the great problem here is, of course, that you have to pass it through some kind of a constitutional amendment, which means people have got to vote on it in a couple of years. But it's the right thing to do, no question about it.
As you point out, do the legislators even read those bills?
We know that the legislators don't, David. We have seen it again and again and again. Of course, if you don't print them on time and leave them there for 3 days to, quote, age, then what happens is that you need what's called a message of necessity if you want to move fast. We saw that with the governor and the gun bill, and people started yelling and screaming that people didn't have a chance to study it. Give me a break, will you please? You know, the fact of the matter is you can go online, see the whole bill, and it'll be done in 2 seconds. Why in the world would you have to print it?
Turning to New York City and the mayoral campaign, a discussion of community learning centers modeling after Cincinnati schools.
That's right, David. It makes great sense from a humanitarian point of view, as the New York Times points out. I mean, you have dental clinics and everything else in the school, one-stop shopping. Kids are able to come to school, they get fed, they get taken care of. It's a model that has worked in other places. The problem, of course, is that it doesn't always work academically. So then you have the question of, if it's not working academically, why do it? Because it's the right thing to do, because kids need all of those services, and it makes great sense to have them.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok, joining us. Alan, thanks. Good to be back.
And welcome back from Italy. I know you had a great trip.